If you've ever thought to yourself or told yourself that you're not that special at work or anybody can do your job, that is not just a thought. It is actually a belief system that is holding you back from advancing in your career and is keeping you from reaching the career goals you want. So in this episode, I'm sharing why you might have that thought process, where it came from, how it's specifically holding you back in your career. And then I'm sharing four ways to help you stop feeling ordinary and start feeling exceptional so you can start hitting your career goals. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how you feel about and see yourself in your career and how the way that you see yourself and the way that you talk about yourself can shape, not even can, does shape and impact the outcomes that you experience in your career. So I was recently working with a client who was applying for a director level role, director of programs, survey programs, something like that. And I remember in one of our coaching sessions, we were working on her resume, preparing for a job application, and she had another interview. So she had an interview coming up. We're preparing for another application because we do all of it concurrently. And she said to me, you know, I just feel like my skills are just basic. I just feel ordinary, like I'm not doing anything special. Well, so she really said basic. And I was like, tell me, what do you mean about by basic? Tell me more. She's like, well, I just don't feel like I'm doing anything special. Like, you know, anybody can do what I do. I just feel like I'm not contributing anything different or major to my organization. And I said to her, you know, okay, let me just ask, when you say your skills are basic, like what skills are you talking about? What do you mean? And she was like, you know, like just talking to people, mentoring, supporting people. I forgot what else she said, but she listed out skills that I think we would, and I hate this phrase, but I'm going to use it just so you know what I'm talking about, what we would call soft skills. And I said, okay. And then, you know, okay, I understand the skills. Let's put that aside. And then you said you just feel like anybody could do your job. Tell me more about that. And she's like, well, I just feel like if I left for a month, my team would keep running without me, because she was a manager. And so I'm not really doing anything much. And I found that that mindset, that feeling of ordinariness, like you're not doing something big and shiny and explosive in your job, is something that I have heard multiple times from quite a few professional women, where you just feel like anyone can do your job. You are telling yourself, what I do is not special. My skills are not unique. Anyone can do my job. I'm not contributing anything major. And while you might think that it's not a big deal, you know, maybe, yeah, I mean, yeah, I just show up, I just do my work, I go home, no big deal, I'm not special. The thing is, that thought process is actually shaping what you are experiencing in your career. So if you have any desire, and so let me preface that, I'm speaking specifically to if you have any desire to grow in your career. So you want to land a job where you can get paid more money, you can have more impact, and you can have more influence either on your team or on the organization. There's just a desire for more in your career. If you have that desire and you find that you have this thought or a similar thought process, it is extremely problematic. And it is not just a thought process. It is probably going to continue to keep you from landing that higher level job that you want. Because first, when you think that you're not that special or that you are ordinary, when you are going to look for or apply for that high level job, whether it's within your organization or outside your organization, you're going to approach it with a scarcity mindset. In fact, you're just going to have a scarcity mindset in your career in general, where because you think you're ordinary and not special, you think that what you have right now is all you can get or the best you can get. Again, there's a part of you that desires more, but there's another part of you that's like, oh, well, this is probably just as good as it's going to get. It is what it is. Or when you're applying for jobs, you don't apply for jobs that have what to you is a big salary number because you just think, well, they wouldn't pay me that. Like, why? Like, I haven't done anything to deserve that much money, right? Like, I'm not worth that much money. I actually talked to a woman recently. This was on a sales call because before I work with a one-on-one client, I always do an hour-long sales call just to understand, you know, what your career goals are, what your barriers are, what you're struggling with. And then I usually on those calls will share how I will help you hit your career goals. And so we were talking about her career goal is to pivot. And she mentioned, because I was asked about salary. Right now she was making 90K. Her goal is about 120 to 130K. And I remember her saying, yes, I want 130, but I don't really believe it's possible for me. Like, I feel like, why would anybody pay me that much? And that's that mindset I'm talking about, where when you think you're ordinary and you think about growing financially, your brain goes to, why would they pay me that much? Or you even just doubt yourself and your readiness for the next level. So yes, you want more money, more impact, and more influence in your career. But because you think you're ordinary, because you think you're basic, you don't actually think you're ready. Like, you have the desire, but you don't believe that you can land that role, keep that role, be successful in that role. You don't actually believe that you can step into that more impact that you desire in your career because you think you're basic, because you think you're ordinary. And then that keeps you from even applying, right? You're like, oh, I want to be a director of people. I want to be a director of strategy. I want to be a director of HR. But then you pull up the job on LinkedIn, you read the description, and you see one bullet point that you can't do. And immediately you're like, oh, I'm not qualified. I can't do it. I wouldn't be successful at this job anyway. And then you just close LinkedIn. You go back to watching Netflix. And you just forget about that desire for like a week or a month until something else happens at work, where you bring up an idea in a meeting and they overlook it, or your manager takes credit for it, or you onboard a new member and nobody says thank you or recognizes your work, but you realize you're really good at mentoring and supporting. And then a month later, the desire has come back. You're like, dang, I need to make more money. I know that I can shape policy in my organization. I know that I can have a better voice. I want to lead a team. I want to help people grow and develop in my field. I want to be a thought leader in my field. I'm bored. I'm just day in, day out, mundane. So that desire has reared its head again. You look at a job board again, but again, because you think, I'm basic, I'm ordinary. Same thing. You look at the job description, but can I really do this one thing? I don't think so. You close it, you go back to scrolling Instagram or Threads. And that cycle has probably been repeating itself in your life for 3 to 5 years now, where you keep trying to suppress this desire in you to be bigger, to be more in your career, because you're telling yourself that you're not ready for it, that you're not good enough for it, that you won't be successful in it because you're ordinary, because anybody can do what you do. Or you also find yourself hiding at work. You don't share your ideas at all. You don't. Like there's a meeting happening and you have a thought for how to make something better, but you're like, you know what? I'm just going to be quiet because, you know, they probably already know that. Like, I'm not special. They've probably already thought about that, so I'm not going to bring it up. These are all ways that thought can show up in your life and career. And I hope as you listen to me, you can hear how all of those are barriers. All of those behaviors that came from one thought process are things that you're doing that are keeping you from applying for a higher level job, landing a higher level job, speaking up at work to get promoted into a higher level job. Your thought that you are not special, that you are ordinary, that you are not unique, that anybody can do your job, that thought is keeping you from your goal to do more in your career. And I just want to say, as I'm saying this, this thought is also not your fault, so to speak, because depending on your work situations, I think there are different factors that could exist that might have caused you to develop and eventually internalize the thought that you are not special. It could be maybe that you are working in a work environment where they have directly or indirectly said to you that you're not special. Some managers are toxic. They might have said to you, girl, like, don't act like you're special. You're not special. I can replace you tomorrow. And you hear that enough time, you start to internalize it. Or the way they discount your work or they don't value your input might make you think, oh, I don't have good ideas. I'm not that special. I can't do anything unique. Or, and I've seen, if I think back to that client I was talking about, as a society, we tend to glorify specific skills and abilities as being special. Usually, read in between the lines here, technical skills. The more technical doesn't always mean tech, right? So I say technical, and you might immediately think coding or engineering. No, a technical skill is any skill that is specific and unique to a profession. So, for example, a surgeon doing brain surgery, that is a technical skill. Coding, yes, is a technical skill. So just keep that, like developing a lesson plan is a technical skill. Any skill that is very specialized to a role is a technical skill. And I think oftentimes if we don't feel or believe that our role is specialized or technical, then we think that we are not specialized. We think that we are not exceptional. We think that we are ordinary. Meanwhile, if you go to the dictionary and look up that word exceptional, all it means is unusual and not typical, uncommon. That is what it means to be exceptional. It does not mean to be outstanding, to be extraordinary, to be big, to be shining. It just means to be not typical. You cannot tell me that you are typical. You cannot tell me that everybody else on your team or everybody else in your organization is just like you, that you are not uncommon. Like, legit, that is literally not possible because we are all unique. So by the very definition of human nature and human beings, you are already exceptional just by existing. But you have been assimilated into a society that has made you think that to be exceptional is to be, again, do something above extreme, beyond special, big, shiny, brought in millions and billions, you cracked a code, you broke a record, you set a new pace. Like, no. It just means to be not typical, to be not common, to be different. And unless there is a clone of you in your organization, you are very definitely different from all the people around you in a good way. Another reason why you might have developed or internalized this thought that you are not special is that you don't have a habit of remembering and celebrating yourself and your skills and your accomplishments at work. Let me say that again. You don't have a habit of remembering and celebrating the things that you do in your career, remembering and celebrating. This one I have noticed, first of all, let me just say, this one I noticed with myself. I have a very bad habit of when I accomplish something, doesn't matter what it is, something gets done, I just move on. Like straight, it's like, okay, done, what's next? Because I always have a running list of things to do. It's like, oh, next. Well, I'm gonna say I used to have, I'm breaking the habit. Because what this does, when you just move on from task to task to task, you develop what we call success amnesia, where you essentially forget the things that you've done. You forget the things that you've accomplished. And when you forget that, then you start thinking that you're not ready, you're not good enough, you're ordinary, not because you're any of those things, but because you literally just don't remember the times when you did things that are special. And I see this one all the time with my clients. And I'm saying that because without fail, whenever I redo or work with the client to redo their resume, they are always mind blown every single time. Now, granted, some of that is I'm really good at writing resumes. Okay. It is my skill set. I have frameworks that allow you to see your accomplishments in ways that are tangible and does make you feel good about yourself. Right. And also I'm good at asking you questions to help you remember the awesome things that you've done so we can put it on your resume. And then once we're done and the document is in front of us, I've lost count of how many clients at this point are just dumbfounded or say, I love my resume. Oh, wow. I can't believe that was me. I can't believe I did that. Oh my gosh, I've done a lot. I've accomplished a lot. Yes, you have. Because you're really awesome and you're a really high achiever. But because you're a high achiever, you're so good to next, next, next. Accomplish, accomplish, accomplish. Let's move on. We got things to do, people to see, places to be, that you don't stop to think about what you've done. And so you forget what you've done. And so you think that you're ordinary in your career. Or I would say at the very best, maybe the times when you remember-ish what you've done is maybe like your annual evals. Or at least, yeah, I would say maybe your annual evals. And the reason why I pause, because I'm like, even that you're not doing well because you're just showing up and maybe your manager talks about what you did and they give you feedback, but you didn't really stop to remember. You didn't control that conversation, which is a problem, by the way, but conversation for another day. But you don't remember what you've done. So now you have success amnesia. You don't remember that you're awesome. You don't remember the ways that you've contributed. So you don't think you're good enough. You don't think you're exceptional. You think you're ordinary. You think you're basic. And it is holding you back in your career. It's holding you back from the promotion you want. It's holding you back from the impact you want. And it's holding you back from the income that you want. So that being said, I hope I've been able to I was a debater in high school. I debated and we used to say at the end. So with these points, I hope I've been able to convince you and not confuse you. I don't know why that just came to mind. But with that being said, I hope I have been able to convince you and not confuse you that it is not just a thought. Thinking that you're ordinary in your career, thinking that anybody can do what you do, that you're not special, it's not just a thought. It is a thought that is holding you back in your career and it is keeping you from the goals that you want. So that being said, how do we then solve it? How do you stop feeling basic and ordinary in your career and feeling exceptional so that you can stand out and hit the goals that you want to hit and have the impact that you want to have? Well, I'm going to share with you four things that you can do to help you stop feeling ordinary in your career. First and foremost, this one is specifically for the women of faith in this audience and community. You got to remember who you are in Christ. Like, that's just going to always be the foundation. Thinking that you're ordinary is an insult to God. Just sit in that for a minute. Because the Bible says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It says before you were even formed in your mother's womb, he knew you and he called you. It said that he called you for good works before you were formed in your mother's womb. That means the God of all creations, Heavenly Father, Lord of Lords, the God that created the heavens and the earth, the God that created mountains, the God that created birds, the God that created the seas, the God that parted the seas, the God that gives you breath in your lungs, he personally created you. He made you. He gave you the skills that you have, that you are using at work. He put them in you. He gave you the good ideas that you have that you don't share. He gave you the skills that you don't build on and use. He created you. So when you say you are ordinary, anybody can do what you do, you're essentially saying, Lord, you made a mediocre product. The audacity, the audacity of you to say that the Lord made a mistake in his creations. Like what? Where do you get off? Where do you get off? Like, where do you actually get off saying that to God? I just want you to like just sit in that for a minute. Because that's what you're doing. When you talk down to yourself, when you say that you're less than, when you say that you're not good enough, when you say you're ordinary, you're essentially saying that you are not who God created you to be. And you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of, I was recently listening to a sermon on Matthew 26, I think, where this is where Jesus is, you know, about to be killed. And he tells the disciples before, something like, I'm going to be beaten and you will all fall away from me. And Peter, good old Peter, and he's good, you know, Peter's headstrong. Peter's like, Lord, I'm not going to leave you. And Jesus is like, hey, you going to leave me first. Like before the night is over, you going to deny me three whole times. And that area, that verse ends with, and all the disciples saying, no, we're not going to do that. Like, we're not going to leave you. And I remember thinking as I read that and as I was listening to the sermon, imagine them thinking they knew themselves better than God knew them. Like, these men have spent 3.5 years with Jesus. They have watched him do miracle after miracle. They have heard him preach. They believe him. Like, best believe, if Jesus was here, and he's, I mean, obviously, we're human. We're gonna do human things. But, and hindsight is 20/20. But I just like to think that if the Lord came and the Lord said, you are blank, where do you get off? Where do you get off arguing with him? To me, it just doesn't make sense. And so honestly, that is just the foundation. First and foremost, remember who you are in Christ. Because when you think that you're ordinary and basic, you are actually insulting the Father who created you, because you're saying he created something ordinary and basic. You are discrediting his art. And I know, depending on how you grew up, depending on how you were socialized, I know there's a part of your brain right now that's probably like, but isn't that prideful to think that? I just took a big sigh. Because why would it be prideful to say that God made something exceptional? And I'm thinking about that. That's why I'm pausing. In my head, I'm like I know you're thinking that. And I think that you're thinking that because you were socialized. And that's, we have to break out of strongholds in our minds. We have to break out of messages and thought patterns that we have accepted without questioning and investigating them. Because if I say to you, you are awesome because God made you awesome, and then you say to me, oh, that's prideful, my thought is, why would it be prideful to say that God made something good? He's God. I'm just honoring what he created. I'm giving him the glory. I didn't say I'm awesome because I'm awesome. I said I'm awesome because God made me, which means without God, I would not be awesome. I'm not taking credit for my skills. I'm not taking credit for my awesomeness. And I'm not asking you to do that either. I'm just telling you to remember that if God is with you, you are awesome. You are good. You are exceptional. That's it. I'm not saying be self, I can't think of the word right now, self-involved or self-aggrandizing. No. I'm just saying, first and foremost, remember who you came from. Remember your source. Remember the Holy Spirit that is in you. That is just first and foremost. You need that foundation before any of the practical, tactical, strategy things that I'm going to share in the next 3 points. So the second way that you can stop feeling ordinary in your career and start feeling exceptional is an activity that I want you to do. So I hope that you will listen to this episode again, or you will take note of this and do this later. Because I know sometimes, you know, with podcasts, if you're like me, I listen to podcasts when I'm washing dishes, when I'm cleaning, when I'm, you know, arranging the closet. So I don't always have time to take notes right away. Sometimes I'll pull up my phone and open a note and type if somebody says something really interesting that I want to remember. But if you're like me, you might not be able to, you know, type or take notes right now. So I definitely encourage you to listen to this again at a time when you know that you can sit down and write things down. But I want you to create an I did it list. That's what we're going to call it. I did it list. It literally is just, what did you do? I just want you to make a list of things you did in the, so I just want you to think. So here are questions. Okay. Here are some questions to help you think about it. What have you done or finished in your career in the last 5 years? Notice how vague I'm being. That is intentional. Okay? And I'll come back and tell you why. But first question, what have you done or finished in your career in the last 5 years? Yes, I'm giving you a good 5 years. Right now, I'm recording this in November 2025. So since COVID, that's 5 years. Second question, how many of those could someone else on your team do and do as well as you? Okay, so you're going to write the list first of everything you've done, anything you've done in the past 5 years. Then you're going to look at the list, and for each one, which of these things could someone else have done and done as well as me? That's also intentional. I'm coming back to that. And then the last question, how many of these things had a ripple effect for the company, meaning it eventually impacted the company in some way, shape, or form. Think revenue, retention, client relationships, that's what I'm thinking of. Like the speed with which we do things, efficiency, that's the word. Efficiency, just something that the client, more contracts, more bids, whatever it may be, it had a ripple effect for the company in some way, shape, or form. I want you to make sure your list has 50 things on it. That's the bottom line. And I know you just said 50 things. That's a lot. No, that's 10 things a year. If you're not finishing 10 things a year in your career, I'm not sure why you're in that job. But here's why I was intentionally vague. I didn't say accomplishments. I didn't say projects. I just said anything you did or finished. Anything. And I'm saying that because remember what I said earlier, we are so used to tying exceptional or lack of ordinariness to big things. You have to have brought in a contract, signed the deal, brought in the money. No. Anything you did or accomplished, anything, just make your list, minimum 50 things. Minimum. Challenge yourself, push yourself, put 50 things on the list. The next question where I said, how many people could have done it or done as well as you? Because you might have looked at the list and said, well, anybody could have done this. Yeah, sure. Anybody could do anything. Shoot, if I wanted to, I could do surgery. Will the person be alive after? Probably not. Hence the as well as you. Because yes, anybody can do anything. That's not our metric. Our metric is if you look at how you did it, how well you did it, how fast you did it, what you considered when you did it. Could anybody and everybody else on your team have done it the way that you did or as well as you did it? That matters. Okay. And then the ripple effect for your company, because that forces you to stop seeing your work as basic. It stops you from. So one thing I'll often hear my clients say to me is, I just did my job. No, you did not just do your job. If your job didn't matter, you wouldn't have a job. Companies don't just keep people on for the sake of it. You cost them money, you know, like for good reason, like you're doing good work. You should be getting paid. And my point is you are an expense line. If they did not want to or need to spend that expense, they would have gotten rid of you. They didn't. Which means you are doing something for them. So think about what that is. What was the ripple effect of everything you've done over the last 5 years? If you've been with different companies over the past 5 years, that's fine. Make your list. I just said in your career. The goal here is not to tie you to a company or an organization, but to just help you step back and see your career and your work objectively and see what you've done objectively. And when you're done with that list, I want you to just sit with that list. Just look at it. 50 things. Write it with your hand. There's something just different about writing with your hand than typing on the computer. Your brain processes differently when you write with your hands. Just sit with that list. Just look at that list. Literally, I'm serious. Just sit with it. What feelings come up for you? What thoughts come up as you look at the list? What do you think about yourself? What do you feel about your work? Just sit with it. Set a timer. 5 minutes. Just keep reading that list over and over. And just feel whatever happens. Hopefully, a part of you will at least feel accomplished. Hopefully. Now, if you're thinking, you know, when I look at my list, I had help, so I can't take credit. No, that's another thought I hear my clients say often. Just because you had help doesn't mean you didn't do the thing. That would be like LeBron James saying, let's say they won a game and LeBron scored 30 points. I don't know if that's good or bad, whatever, go with it. But he's like, oh, but my teammates scored the other points, so I can't take credit for my 30 points. Do you hear the ridiculousness of that statement? Just because you work with a team does not mean you did not shape the team. There was something that you contributed that if you didn't contribute it, the team would not have been as successful as it was. The project wouldn't have been done. The task wouldn't have been finished. You brought something to the table. So don't discount it just because you work with a team. You might also be thinking, like I said earlier, I can't think of 50 things. Yes, you can. You can think of 50. I promise you. But 50 is just a number that I said to stretch you because, again, we're trying to break out of feeling ordinary. Start with just 20 if 50 feels too big for you. 20 is a good enough place to start. Definitely, that's your minimum, though, is 20. If you, for real, if you cannot think of 20 things that you did in your career over the past 5 years, you need to be in a different career. Okay? Okay. And the third thing you can do to stop feeling ordinary in your career is to start and keep a work journal. So the first two things were sort of noun things, right? Remember who you are in Christ. You're going to do that now. Create your I did it list. You're going to do that now. This third thing is a now and an ongoing thing. So start and keep a work journal. I make all my clients who want to get promoted do this. all my clients, because we give our brains too much credit. I say this to all, like my one-on-one coaching, my group program. I'm always like, we give our brains too much credit. Your brain is not smart. My brain is not smart. Like, our brains are primitive. Literally, the only thing your brain cares about is keeping you alive, keeping you safe. That's its primary job. It's not a computer. It doesn't just hold on to things. It doesn't just keep data in it. Or it holds on to stupid things like the lyrics of the Thong Song, which I'm like, why do I know that? I haven't heard that song since high school. But you're giving your brain too much credit if you think your brain is going to remember what you accomplished this week or yesterday. Like, people be asking me on Monday, how was your week? And I'm like, I don't remember. Or how was your week? And I'm like, dang, it was 2 days ago. What did I do? And I literally have to pause and like, what did I do? Stop giving your brain credit, or stop relying on your brain to grow your career. That's it. Stop relying on your brain to grow your career. Do future you a favor and start keeping track of the things that you are doing and accomplishing. Because future you is not going to remember what present you did. That's why you need a work journal. Pick a cadence that works for you, daily or weekly. I know sometimes people don't have the feel like, let me just say they don't have, they feel like they don't have the time to do it daily, but literally this will take you like 2 minutes to do. Ideally, daily is best, but do it weekly if you can't do it daily. And I just want you to ask two questions in your journal. This is to start, okay? I'll come back and say why I said this to start, but the two questions, what did I complete and why did it matter? So if you're doing it today or daily, what did I complete today and why did these things matter? If you're doing it weekly, what did I complete this week and why did they matter? The reason why I said this is baseline is because you can also just free journal your thoughts about work, your feelings about work, what came up, just kind of brain dump. But for the purposes of this episode, which is to not feel ordinary, those are the two basic questions you need to ask and answer every time you write your work journal. What did I get done and why did it matter? And why did it matter? I don't want you to just write the first thing that comes to mind. You're going to do something called the five whys when you answer that question, meaning you're going to ask yourself why five times to hopefully help you connect your work to the organization level eventually. So what do I mean by five whys? So let's say, what did I complete? I finished a report. Okay, why did it matter? Well, you might be like, it had to get done. No, that's not the answer. Why did it matter? Meaning, what would have gone wrong if the report didn't get done? Okay, why did it matter? Well, if I didn't do the report, we wouldn't have been able to give the financial projections at the meeting, the department meeting or something. I don't know. I'm making this up as I go. Okay, why would not doing the projections at the meeting matter? Why does that matter? Well, if we didn't do the projections, then our team would look unorganized because we didn't come with our part ready. Okay, why does that matter? Well, if our team doesn't look organized, then eventually the whole department doesn't look organized when they give a report to the executive leadership team. Okay, why does it matter for the department to, you know, not look unorganized? Well, as a department, we become redundant if we don't look like we're doing our job. And people might lose their jobs. Oh, so that one report helps retention? Is that what you're telling me? Do you see why five times matters? Because you keep going one level deeper to really understand why your work matters, what makes your work unique, what happens or doesn't happen because you do or don't do the things that you do at work. When you start keeping this, it helps you not just battle success amnesia, which I talked about earlier, because now this is you pausing to remember your work. And one of the ways that you overcome success amnesia is taking tasks from your short-term memory to your long-term memory. So when you journal, when you sit, when you think about it, when you celebrate it, you are coding that memory from short-term to long-term in a part of your brain called the VTA, ventral tegmental area. Long story short, the part that releases dopamine, or doesn't release dopamine, but encodes success. So when you journal, you allow this to go into long-term memory. You allow your body to feel the dopamine hit of the success. You allow your body to feel good in the things that you accomplished. And now you're creating a database, a bank of all the things that you do in your career, your impact, so that when you're going to an interview, when you're going to an evaluation meeting, when you're going to a promotion meeting, you don't have to start cracking your brain thinking, what have I done in my career? And then because you can't remember anything, you feel ordinary or basic. Because you would have a journal that you can look at and be like, dang, 6 months ago, I brought in a new client. I'm awesome. It just helps you remember what you've done, and that can help you stop feeling ordinary. And then the final thing that you can do to stop feeling ordinary in your career, and this is also a start now and keep doing it ongoing, right? So the first thing was remember who you are in Christ. The second was the I did it list, which are both looking back and doing those one time. Then starting the work journal, start now and keep doing. The final thing is also a start now and keep doing, which is pay attention to your self-talk. Just in general, pay attention to what your brain is doing. So many of us do not think about what is happening in our brains. We don't pay attention to what we think. Meanwhile, your entire life is because of what you think. What you think is what drives the actions you take, and the actions you take is what drives the outcomes you experience. If you don't think you can land the job, you're not going to apply for it, or you're going to apply for it, you know, haphazardly, and then you don't get the interview, and then you don't get the job, and then you reinforce your own belief that you couldn't get the job in the first place. If you think that you're not a good speaker, you're less likely to speak up at work, which means you don't get practice speaking up at work. So you continue to not really be a great speaker. So you continue to think that you're not a great speaker. And so you don't speak up. People don't know that you exist. They don't know your work. And then you don't get opportunities. Your thoughts drive everything that happens in your life. And your thoughts are essentially the stories that you tell yourself about yourself. The stories that you tell yourself and about your career. Pay attention to what is happening in your mind. Even the Bible tells us that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, so is you are what you think. You are what you tell yourself. If you keep telling yourself that you're basic, you're ordinary, you know, everybody can do what you do, you're not special, guess what? You're going to keep showing up in the world like you are ordinary. You're going to keep showing up at work like you're basic. You're going to keep showing up unexceptional. Catch that I'm not special language and replace it. Here's a thought that I want you to practice with if you struggle with this, okay? If everyone else could do what I do, they would have done it. If everybody else could do what I do, they would have done it. Practice that thought. I want you to practice that thought. And just pay attention. What am I thinking right now about my work? What am I thinking about myself? Is this thought moving me closer to or further away from my goals? Because ultimately, that is what it comes down to. Because you might have heard me say that, and a part of you might have thought, what if I'm just being realistic? Like, what if I really am just ordinary? I'm not exceptional. Okay, fine. Sure. What if you're just ordinary? Here's my question for you. How has that thought served you in your career so far? When you think to yourself, I'm just basic, I'm just ordinary, fine, keep the thought. But now look at your life, look at your career. Are you living the career that you desire? Are you experiencing the outcomes that you desire? Do you have the income that you desire? Do you have the impact that you desire? Do you have the influence at work that you desire? What is your reality saying about that thought? Because if you do, then hey, don't listen to me. This episode was not for you. I'm happy for it. Hey, congrats. Good. Life is good. But if you look at your career and you're thinking, this is not the career that I want. I feel like I'm not living up to my potential. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I have debt up the wazoo. Like, this is just one, I'm one paycheck away from being out on the streets. My voice is not heard. I don't enjoy this. Then clearly, thinking that you're just ordinary has not served you so far. So if you're saying, okay, what if I'm just being realistic? I'm just ordinary. Well, if that thought is not serving you, change it. Your thoughts are not fixed in stone. They are created by you and your experiences. You have control over your thought. 2 Corinthians 10 tells us to take every thought captive every thought that raises itself against the knowledge of God, we take it captive and bring it under submission to Christ. You thinking that your ordinary and basic is a thought that is raised against the knowledge of God who says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. If that thought is not serving you, you have the power and the ability to capture it and bring it to submission under Christ and give yourself a new thought. What does the word of God say about you? What does the Bible tell you about who you are? And the power that is in you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And you mean to tell me you think you're ordinary? How, Sway? How? So pay attention to your thoughts and change them. If a thought, all your thought is a story that you have told yourself, that you are telling yourself and about your career. If the story that you're telling yourself is not serving you or getting you to your goals and desires, tell yourself a different story. Truly, truly, it's that simple. Let me just tell you, simple and easy are not the same thing. Is it easy? Absolutely not. Is it simple? Yes. Tell yourself a different story. Recite a different story. Keep reciting a different story until your life is a reflection of that story. Until the behaviors that you take reflect that story. Because once your behaviors match that direction, your outcomes will follow. Your outcomes will follow. So there you have it. 4 ways that you can stop feeling ordinary in your career and start feeling exceptional. I hope that you found this episode helpful. I hope that it reshapes how you see yourself in your career and how you go after your goals for more income and more impact in your career. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to leave us a rating or a review. It definitely helps the episode grow. If you are ready to step into that higher version of yourself that you see in your career, where you want to land a higher income, you want to land a higher impact role, you're ready to make more money, have more impact, more influence, I definitely encourage you to check out my one-on-one coaching. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you can learn all about how to work with me one-on-one. That URL is also always in the episode description. So if you just scroll down on whatever platform you're listening on, you'll see that link. You can click that link. I know on Spotify, you can click that link. I don't know about Apple, but you can tap that link, privatecareercoaching.com, to learn more about how we can work together. But ultimately, I really do hope that this episode helps you rethink how you've been seeing yourself, rethink the stories that you've been telling yourself about yourself, and that you will step into awesomeness in your career. Thanks again for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you are ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and finally get promoted into your next level role, I have got something special for you. I created a free audio training series for professional Christian women who are ready for more money, more impact, and more influence in their careers. So if you're ready to get promoted and increase your salary by $20,000 to $50,000 without compromising in who you are, visit hercareerdoctor.com/advance to sign up and listen to the free audio training today. Again, that link is hercareerdoctor.com/advance, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. In this free audio training, I break down everything you need to identify and communicate your existing impact so you can finally land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. Because it's an audio training, you can listen on the go without being stuck to a computer. So go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance now to sign up for the free audio training that will break down how to advance into your next level role as a Christian woman.